Harper Audio presents My New American Life by Francine Prose, performed by Ellen Archer. Chapter 1. The day after Lula's lawyer called to tell her she was legal, three Albanian guys showed up in a brand new black Lexus SUV. She had been staring out her window at the drizzly afternoon and thinking that the mulberry tree on Mr. Stanley's front lawn had waited to drop its last few leaves until it knew she was watching. Obviously, this was paranoid and also egocentric, but in the journal that her immigration lawyer and her boss had suggested that she keep, she wrote, October 2005, does a leaf fall in New Jersey if no one is there to see? Don Settebello and Mr. Stanley would go nuts for a line like that. They were always telling Lula she should write a memoir about her old Albanian life and now her new one in the United States. Don even had a title, My New American Life. Lula had a better title, Stranger in a Strange Land, but she'd already seen it in the public library. Maybe she could still use it. Maybe no one would notice. Raindrops beaded the SUV as it trawled past the house where Lula lived and worked, taking care of Mr. Stanley's son, Zeke, a high school senior who only needed minimal caretaking. In fact, Zeke could do many things that Lula couldn't, such as drive a car. But since Mr. Stanley believed that teenagers shouldn't be left on their own, and since he went off to Wall Street at dawn and didn't return until late, he had hired Lula to make sure that Zeke ate and slept and did his homework. Mr. Stanley was very safe.